L'zeche nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov ben Yisrael Pinchas, L'zeche nishmas Daniel Ashena bas Yoshua Falak. This evening we're going to discuss the Indian of Kadima Batalus the Foshos, Peshustamor the Asra, Rav Kelmer, Rav Galler, all the people of the community, they're here tonight to discuss Divrei Torah before the Yontif of Shavuos. And as we know, halachas of kedima, we know if a person is told, kill another person will kill you. So the halacha is that he is not allowed to kill the other person. Because my chazus the damach didach sumach tvei. Who says that your blood is redder than somebody else's blood? Who says your right to live is greater than someone else? So you can't do an action to kill somebody to save your own life. However, when it comes to kedima batzalus nefashos, you want to save someone's life. There's a respirator, and there's someone who needs it, but someone else also needs it. So who gets the preference? Who gets the kedima? And I'd like to discuss different approaches to this question. I'm not coming out with a complete maskana. I'll give you a netiyas hadas and to explain the different approaches to the shayla. I'd like to thank the Encyclopedia Refuah, Rav Steinberg, helpful to find different makaras that are relating to this topic. We know the Mishnah in Horias and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Ha'ish Kodem Le'isha, Lachios, that a man takes presents to a woman, to Lachios, to give person life, L'Hashev Aveda. And then we have the other Mishnah, Kohen Kodem Le'Levi, Levi Le'Israel. So one could say that perhaps this is the where to go. This is the address for this question. That a Kohen, two people, one is a Kohen, one is a Levi, so give it to the Kohen, give the respirator to the Kohen over the Levi, etc., give it to the man over the woman. However, some Rishonim, as the Tzitz Eliezer points out in the fifth page here, in Chelek Yud Ches, he points out that the Meiri and the Rambam, perhaps, they also point out, he also points out, seems to say that l'hachayos is not referring to save somebody's life, question of pikuach nefesh, but rather it's a question of giving somebody food. If, say, the man is not able to get out of the house to get food, so and the woman is, so then the man would get the preference to give him food because he doesn't have any other resources. But it's not talking at all about whose life to save. And that's what the Tzitz Eliezer points out from the Meiri, that, and they also, and he also points out that the Rambam, Tzitz Eliezer says, also, perhaps also, learns the halacha in Perches Hilchos Matnos Anim, halacha Tezvov, in terms of l'hachil, question of giving, you know, somebody food, and not necessarily for a pikuach nefesh situation. And if that would be the case, then that would be, you know, make this Mishnah not relevant to the question of Hatzalah. Some point out, some Rabbanim point out in the Sefer Hasidim, here on page 8, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, where it says that Yoser Ovon Hahoreg Bochor Haroy Laholid Mimisha Horeg Zokein Uzakena, that it's a worser Aveira to kill a young fellow who could still have children, in contrast to killing a older individual who were not able to bear children. And someone would say that perhaps Rav Yaakov Emden in the Migdal Oz, in the Encyclopedia of Refuah, quotes this in Tzadi Beis on page 10 here, says that there's a kedima to a bachur on to a zaken. And some Rabbanim are of the opinion that if you have a question, who to save, who to give the respirator to, who to save, give it to the younger person over the older person. To me, that's a very difficult, that we don't really find a real makor, and you know, here he's saying that you have Yaakov Emden, but a real makor and shas that for this type of kedima, that the younger person gets the, could be a svara to that, but not so much. I don't see it rooted so groundly. And the Moshe Feinstein, on page 11 here in the packet, in Ikras Moshe, says on page 11, V'dover zokin muflog, an old man, shenechla, got sick, v'adai michuyovim l'raposo, v'masha efshar. You have to give him refuah, just like we give to a young man. Even though he says he doesn't want. Ma'as b'chayev. He says, no. You don't take that into consideration. And Rav Moshe says, and the Encyclopedia quotes, v'af l'inyan kedima la'rofe. The Roshe has a question, who should he give the preference to save their life? L'inyan kedima, mistaber she'ein l'schashiv b'zeh. Rav Moshe's thought, it's mistaber that we don't give consideration to the age. You don't say, well, he's a younger man, he has a big, more future. Because, you know, that's not a consideration. We don't find that in halacha. In other words, in the Mishnah Horus, we find a Seder of Kedima, but that Seder of Kedima doesn't necessarily refer to Pikuach Nefesh, as Tzitz Eliezer wrote from the Meiri and the Rambam. So one possibility is just following the Mishnah. Another possibility is following the age. Both of these possibilities could be questioned. And then there's a third possibility. And that is a possibility of Chaye Shah versus Chaye Olam. That a individual, Chaye Shah means that he's basically not well, and we can try to prolong the life a little bit, but it's not gonna be a long term thing. Chai Olam, again, everyone eventually dies, but Chai Olam means that indefinite life, everything's okay, you know, and he has an indefinite Alpi Derech HaTeva to live. So the famous Gemara in Bav Metzia and Samach Beis Amud Aleph quotes the Braisa here on page 12. Bibar lechad Tanya shnayim shehuyu mahalchim baderech. Two people are walking in the way. V'yad echad mehem kiton shalmayim. And one of them has water. Im shosim shneim. In other words, if both of them will drink, then they're both going to die, because none of them is going to have enough sustenance to be able to get back to civilization and then get regular food, which will keep them alive indefinitely. So the question is, and one person, it's his water. So the famous Gemara says, so if two people will drink, they'll split it, they'll both die. Vimshose echad mehen magia liyishuv. And if one of them will take the whole thing, he'll be able to get to civilization, and then live indefinitely. So what do you do? Darsh ben petura mutav sheyishtu shneim v'yamusu. It's better that they both should drink and both die. You know, they'll live a little bit longer, but they'll ultimately die. They won't get back to civilization to let them live indefinitely. They'll only have a limited life. V'al yishta echem mehem, v'al yira echem mehem b'misaso shel chavero. That's what Rebbe Tur says. At shabor Rabbi Akiva v'li meid v'chei achiche imach v'chayecha kodmi v'chayecha vecha. That your life takes precedence. So what is this machlokas all about? So if you look here on page 32 in the Chazon Ish, so the Chazon Ish writes that the following, that the idea of chayisha, you know, which is discussed in the Gemara, is what Ben Batur is saying. He says that one is required to give his chai olam to save somebody else's chai shah. So that's what he says here. Eino yochel zachos zekhaven sheish chai shah l'shneim, then he yordim l'safek hefzeh chai shah mishum hafzafek chal atzala. So he can't be doche chai shah of this one, because he has to be able to give him chai shah, even though he's going to lose chai olam. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, chayecha kodmim, that your life takes precedence, meaning, since you have the water, it's your water, and if you'll drink it, you'll have chai olam. I mean, indefinite life, because you'll be able to get back to the yishuv and live indefinitely. And your friend is only going to have chai shah anyway. So memela, pasuk of chayecha kodmim, the pasuk that we learn here in the Gemara, in Lov Metzia, of Chaye Achicha Ima, Chaye Chakodmim, says that Chaye, your Chaye Olam, is Doche, the other person's Chaye Shal. And similarly, it's interesting, the Marsha has a discussion in what if the Marshan Bav Metzia Samach Beis on page 14. That what if they both own the bottle of water? It's both of their waters. It's not one of them. So then he says, then Rabbi Akiva would be Moda, that they both have split it, and because you can't take it from the other guy because that's like killing him. They had the same svar. Who says your blood is redder than his blood? So therefore, we say that that if it belongs to both, they'll just split it, and they'll both won't live. They'll both have the chai shah. The only case in the Gemara was when it belonged to one of them. So he has. So Ben Petur says he has a chiv to give up his chelik to. Not his whole chelik, part of it, to help the other person get chai shah, even though he's going to forfeit his chai olam. And Rabbi Akiva says chayecha kodmim. But if it belonged to both, then you can't take it away from him. That's like my chaziz tzubuk tvei. Similarly, the Chazon Ish writes that if you have one person who's fine, he's going to be fine, and he has the bottle of water, and there are two people who need it. So he says, the Chazon Ish, that it's the same machlokas. That according to Ben Petur, he has to give it to both of them, split it, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he could, he,
Yitein le'echad sheyirtze, v'afagav danosin leke mishum chayecha kolmim. Mikol mokam chayim shezei yizke yatzel atzmo kedin, roshay hanosin liten lo. He can give it to whoever he wants. And perhaps he would have to follow, you know, the Mishnah. He, in other words, he's learning Chazanish that the Mishnah is referring to also Bikuach Nefesh. Mecha Mekodom L'chaveru K'nkoin HaKodim Zocha. V'im Shneim Shovim Nosin L'misha Yirtza. If they're both Kohanim, then he can give it to anyone he wants. If one of them is a Kohen, one of them is a Levi, he would give it to the Kohen. And according to Ben Petura, Ein Avkusa B'Kohen, says the Chazanish, Al-Mokom D'Loshay Chayishol Shneim. So then, according to Ben Petura, he would be chayev to the third person who's fine, with chayev to split it, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he could give it to one of them. And he would either preferably he would follow the Mishnah, and if there's a tie based on the Mishnah, they're both Kohanim or something like that, then he would give it to either one he wants. In other words, Chai Olam takes precedence. So we have this concept of Chai Olam and Chai Shah. And again, it'll take precedence in a case where it belongs to you. So you have Chai Olam, you're Mukhzak on the Chai Olam. And you don't have to be mafsid your Chai Olam for somebody else's Chai Shah. Now, what is, parenthetically, what is Chai Olam versus Chai Shah? So the Darkei Tshuva quotes here on page 16 from Rav Shlomo Kluger, from the Chochma Shlomo, that says that to live, if a person could live a year, less than a year, he won't be able to live a year, that's Chai Shah. And if he'll live more, then that's Chai Olam. That's what he says. So, he came based on the idea of Trefa, of Shmuel First has discussed this in the past, Rav Moshe, from also the first points out from Rav Moshe, it's in the Igros Moshe. So that's what, so if one of the people will be able to only live, not going to live a year, but it will be able to prolong his life a little bit, that means Chai Shah. Chai Olam means we'd be able to get him to live more than a year or more, then that would be Chai Olam. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, and Rav Kook, by the way, he doesn't think it's necessarily totally in the year thing. He thinks if basically a person is healthy, so anything could happen, but basically he's healthy. So Mamela, he basically healthy, he, and we'll be able to get him back to that stage, Oder HaTeva, so then it means he has Chai Olam. The other person has, Oder HaTeva is terminally ill, and is not going to be able to live, so it means that even if he could live more, Rav Kook is suggesting, and then Sagbid of Rafu has it. Even if he can be able to live more than a year, but Lamaisa, he's basically ill, and the illness is there, and it's Alpidar HaTeva, it wouldn't necessarily be curable. So his life is only a Chaye Shoadika life, and even though the other person, Chas V'Shalom, something can happen, he can even die before. But the way he is now, his health, state of health, is indefinite life. And the other person is Chai Shoah, has the machla, whatever machla ready, which is going to limit his life. And that would be only Chai Shoah. And the question is, so Ramosha's Shita is that if you have two people that come simultaneously to the doctor, and so they both come at the same time, so we will treat the one that has a potential for Chaye Olam first. We'll we'll treat him first, because, you know, we're able to give him a Chai Olam. The other person is only going to get Chai Shah, and Chai Olam takes precedence to Chai Shah, and that, the Gemara is, you know, that Avodah Zarah, etc. But if they would come, but if the Chai Shah fellow came first, and we would treat him, then we don't, and we gave him the respirator, and he anyway is not going to live the way Chacham Shlom says a year, or, you know, Alpi Derech HaTeva. Then if he came first, we treat him first, and we don't take away the respirator to give to someone else. If they both came together, then, you know, we will give the one that has the better prognosis the Kedima. But if the other person came first, the Chai Shah person, and he's not going to be cured, but we could maybe help him live a little bit longer, then if he came first, then we treat him first, and we don't relinquish the respirator to give to the other person. That's how Rav Moshe says that was. And others, there is other shittas that say you could even take away. You know, if the Chai Shah person is there, you could maybe, and the Chai Olam person comes, then we can potentially give him Chai Olam, that we would take it away, but Rav Moshe Shita is not that way. And so this idea that we should use the Chai Olam, the Chai Shah criteria, to me is more mistaber than perhaps the other Mahalchim, because that you know, we have Makoris in the Gemara of this idea of you know, this category of Chai Olam and Chai Shah. We don't have really Makoris, to my knowledge, of the younger versus older. So that would take precedence. That's how Rav Moshe's approach. Rav Eliashiv also has a tshuva here, the Kovetz Tshuvas on page 25. He discusses Mahadin Shehischil Atapa B'chola Hakasha Haim Yafsig B'Atapa B'Tavenu B'Beinu Li'olo. In other words, could you stop one chola and leave him and go to another chola? He quotes the Ritva, Osig B'Mitzvah, Pater B'Mitzvah, you shouldn't, is an Isser. In other words, you don't such say that it's your Pater. It's an Isser to stop one Mitzvah to go for another Mitzvah. And then Rav Moshe has another idea of with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah here in the Tshuva, page 30, that Misrapim Me'akum. In other words, you can go to a person, there's your chashud that he might kill you, but, and then you'll lose your Chai Shah, but he may give you Chai Olam, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Chav Zayin, because the, and in other words, and so therefore you have a possibility of getting Chai Olam, even though there's a possibility that you'll lose out on your Chai Shah. Because if you don't go to him, you'll definitely live, say, another 3 weeks. If you go to him, he might kill you now, so you lose out on the 3 weeks. But on the other hand, if he doesn't kill you, then you can live indefinitely. So that's the Gemara that you know, that you could go to such a doctor. In page 31, Rav Moshe says, are you mechuyev to do that? So he says, the Lashon HaGemara is, and he quotes it from the Shoyal, Dayan Grossness was the Shoyal here. He says, Misrapim, it doesn't say mechuyev. Whereas if you want, you say, I'm not going to risk myself to go to get killed by this person, and I'll lose out my Chai Shah, even though if you go to him, he might kill you, or he might give you Chai Olam. So he doesn't think you're mechuyev, but you have you're allowed to go to this person. So these are the different mahalchim we have here. I remember a couple of summers ago when one of my talmidim was looking to give a liver, and the question of who the kedima was. So I, you know, there was a discussion that he was looking into this shaila, and I was trying to direct him different Rabbanim to discuss this particular Shaila of Kedima, because it's a very hard Shaila. Who are we to say who's more chashuv, like the Ramban and the Geras HaRamban says? You know, Ramban says in the Geras HaRamban that you should always never speak down to a person. Always look that this person's greater than me. Even though you might be more accomplished or smarter or richer or whatever, you never know who's in Shemayim, who's more chashuv. Right? The Gemara says in Psachim that Losid Lavo, the people in this world who are Elyonim, not everyone, but some people who are considered very chashuv in the Olam Ha'emes, Elyonim Lamala, Tachtonim Lamada, you know, that people who are Elyonim in this world, maybe in the world to come, won't be considered Elyonim. I'm sure there are people that are great people in this world, we consider great in that world too. But it could be that some people are considered great in this world and the Olam Ha'emes won't be considered. And Tachtonim and the Tachtonim who are considered not so chashuv in this world will be considered Elyonim in the world to come. So how are we to you know, but this criteria of Rav Moshe of Chai Olam versus Chai Shoh, who came first, and then like Rav Yashiv said, then you're Osig B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah. So these are Klolim that we have elsewhere. Okay, now that we're before Shavuos, and we mentioned these two ideas of Chai Olam and Chai Shoh, we'd like to tie it in to Talmud Torah. We know in the Brach we say, V'chai Olam not B'zochenu. Because there are two issues. There's Chai Shoh, perhaps, for the Torah is your everyday learning. Person has to learn every day. The verse says, Mokom Shalibo Chofetz, whatever you like. Some people, like Rav Goldberg showed me from one of Rav Cook's farm, some people are cut out more for Halacha, Gemara, Drush, different areas. You know, today we, as Rav David Cohen once spoke about, sometimes people think if they're not successful in, you know, Gemara and Poskim, that there's no area for them in Torah, and as Rav David Cohen pointed out, it's not true. There are many areas of Torah, many different, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the different Shvatim categorize the idea of different Mahalchim Bavodas Hashem. I think in the Sefer Arugas Habosim points out, we know Chazal tell us that when there was Kriyas Yamsuf, it wasn't just one Kriya and everyone went through. There was Lagoza Yamsuf Gzorim. There were 12 different avenues to go through. And the Arugas Habosim asks, why did Hashem make a miracle? Hashem made a miracle to save Klal Yisrael, that I understand. But he doesn't make a miracle for no reason. So what was the reason to have this other miracle? Not only to split the Yam, but also to go into various, channels. And that's this idea that the Arugas Habosim says, and I heard from Rav Rappaport in Brooklyn, a similar idea from the Arugas Habosim, to show that there's different, like Rav Shechter said, different Mahalchim, the different Drachim, that all can be considered valid. You know, we're going to read soon Parshas Noso, and Parshas Noso is this idea of that all the Shvatim brought the same, the Nossis brought the same korban, but the Medrash said that each one was mechavin for a different thing, from mechavin for Torah, mechavin for, you know, whatever they were, like Rav Shechter said, whatever they were cut out for. Different people are cut out for different things. So everyone has to have a Chai Shoh. Every day there has to be a kviyas of Torah, you know, and that's one thing. But then there's a Chai Olam. It's the conglomerate of your whole life of learning. And that hopefully makes you into a better person. Chai Olam Nota B'Sochenu. That it's implanted in us. So like Rabbi Alman once discussed the idea of Chokuk B'Luach Libecha, that the Torah, as Rabbi Alman pointed out, it's Mashpia on you. Makes you a different person. You know, not only in learning and Chesed and everything, you should become a person who's a person who learns Torah should be a different type of person in his whole mahus of who he is. Should do more chesed. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, when Amora learned Torah and also did chesed, lived longer, because that's a special thing. Not only to do Torah. Now everyone's home, You can have an opportunity to call people up that are lonely, and they're home too. So take an opportunity. Call. You know, people are lonely, especially now. I mean, when people are home alone, take the opportunity to do chesed. You know, and that should be something that we should, you know, Torah has to be together with chesed. That's what the Rav Pinchas Friedman once said, Al Derech HaDrush, in the Pasuk, in the end of Kiseitze, Lo Sasa Evin Vo Evin Gedolok Tana, which literally means that you shouldn't have different sizes of measures to cheat people when you're selling things. But he said, you know what it means, Al Derech HaDrush? The Luchos had two parts of the Luchos. Bein Adam L'Mokom and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So some people are very good Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That Evin, they put make big in their life. But the Bein Adam, some people, that's great. But Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is not great. They had some people, Bein Adam L'Mokom is not great, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is great. So we shouldn't, Lo Tase, Evin Ve'Evin Gedolo K'tana. Evin Shleim Ve'Chad, both sides. You should be excel in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Mokom, because Chai Olam Nota B'Sochenu. There's the Chai Shah, there's the everyday learning. But it's not just a culture of learning. It's something that transforms us into different types of people. And as we're approaching Shavuos, and we're in these hard times, we should remind ourselves that every day, the Chai Shah of learning, and the Chai Olam of learning, every day we learn, but then the global picture of our learning that's mashpia on us to make us different, make us better people, make us Balei Chesed. Different types of people, you know. The Mishnah says in the Kinyan Torah, in Pirkei Avos, that one of the things is to be koina Torah is nose ba'olim chaveru. You carry somebody's yoke. Somebody has a problem, you carry their problem with them. So the Baral Miprag asks, I understand that's a nice midah, but why is that? A Kenyan Torah. Why is that help you learn Torah? So he explains, because the Torah is given to the Klal. That's from Zev Hoberman, Zatzal, and the Sefer Zev Yitrov points out. The Torah says, Yom HaKohol. It's the Yom HaKohol. That's the day of Matan Torah. It's a communal thing. So a person who's part of the community, cares about other people, he'll be able to be kona Torah, because Torah is for the klal. A person is a klal dikka person, will have the Torah come into him in an easier way. So I thank everyone, I thank the Mordasra, Rav Kelimer, and Rav Galler, and all the people who are here tonight to share Divrei Torah before the Yontif of Shavuos, and during this difficult time, and be'inyan the kedima of Hatzal of the Fashos, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to share, be able to come to the shul, and actually see you in person, and share Divrei Torah in the future. We should all be well, and we should all have a Chag HaSameach of Kabbalah HaTorah, and the Torah should be the Chai Shav Torah, and the Chai Olam, not HaBesochim.